Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we are here with you.
And we are so delighted that you have joined us on this extraordinary moment in the middle of this apex of June, because today we are going to talk about how you can master, really harvest the lessons of the first 6 months of 2017 and how that can really assist you to sincerely step through the rest of this extraordinary year. So, big show, lots to share. And remember, guys, we're live. The phone lines are open. I don't know if we have any availability, but if we do, call 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. If it's your week to get through, you will. And if it's busy, it does mean all the lines are full. But remember, when we say hi, that's your turn to call back in.
And so, beloveds, we want to just pause for a moment and invite you to step back from the picture a little bit. We usually grow the best, and what I mean by the best is we usually grow consciously when we're able to detach from our process and actually evaluate our situations, evaluate our capacities, take stock of where we are, what we're doing, based upon a little wider point of view. You know, it's that old phrase of can't see the forest for the trees. When we're really engaged with the day-to-day of our lives, sometimes we don't realize that we're engaged in a repetitive syndrome. And that repetitive syndrome might not be the highest possibility for our growth and authenticity.
You know, I'm giggling as Shri's talking about repetitive syndrome. It sounds like something I should be giving them a list of side effects for.
Well,
you know, repetitive syndrome may not be for everyone.
No, it may not. And we want to give you a little pepto-authenticity.
Exactly, or another part. And, you know, there is so much to talk about, my loves. And truly, with all our heart and soul, we are so grateful to have this opportunity to recap, because there's a lot to recap. You might want to, just fair warning, you might want to have a pen. You might want to write down some of what we're going to be sharing with you, because this is a moment to do that. We're right at the beginning of June. Now, if you have not listened to last week's show, you owe it to yourself. Get back, shriandkiraradio.com. Go to the archives, listen to the June Revelation show from last week, because more than a part two, today is really a divine synthesis of 2017 with a lot of tangible hands-on info.
Absolutely. And what we want to do in this idea of kind of stepping back from the picture a little bit so that we can take stock of how we are all doing and what we might want to shift. One of the things I want to bring your attention to is back in January.
Now, take a moment here, okay? Because what we're going to do is we're going to move you through every single month that has led us up to this month. And as we do, go on this journey with us. Start taking a moment right now and just maybe kind of sit and relax and think about, okay, yeah, let me go back to New Year's Eve. Let me go back to the beginning of 2017, because we want to walk you through quite a bit and give you absolute solid information that you can see this picture, these building blocks before you.
So in the month of January, we released a video of on YouTube. It's called Our 2017 Ascension Predictions. And it's about spiritual survival
and freeing your mind. Now, again, go to YouTube, go to our channel, Official Shri and Kira, and find that video. It was the 2017 Ascension Predictions, Spiritual Survival, Free Your Mind. This is a very powerful video. And remember, this was released right there, January 1, 2017.
Now, much of what was shared in there is truly come to pass. And there's a couple of points that we want to underscore that were shared. The first thing is to remember that six steps were given to you. Do you remember what they are? Did you take action on the six steps? Because one of the first steps was simply, are you happy?
And this is important to remember. And this is another reason why we really, with all of our heart, we're in June 4, okay? And today we're going to be giving you information that it's like a little mini course, right? And so today you're going to get this little mini course. And if you take it over the next week or two, it will absolutely assist you during this apex moment to really anchor and move and flourish with the rest of this year. Because let's face it, guys, there's a lot happening. And I know we could have started today's show talking about all the recent terror attacks. We're not going to do that because you can find that everywhere else. And so what's important is to recognize what you can do right now to make a difference in your world and our collective, beautiful planetary world.
Your spiritual survival, your capacity to move through the Kali Yuga, to move through the distortion, is based upon how well you keep your inner garden beautiful.
So in that January video, along with offering you six steps for your spiritual survival for 2017, what we talked about in January was that 2017 would be a year that would have all-time highs of distraction and deflection. A lot of energy that would be, hey, look over here, you know, look over here so you don't see what's happening over here, or a lot of don't look behind the curtain kind of thing. And this has certainly been playing out and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It was also, we described very much that there would be times of sadness and fear that would be poking at you and trying to take you away from your truth, and that you can use that sadness or fear, if those energies come up, to actually find your way back to your authenticity. How do you do that? Well, you need to use the six steps of spiritual survival. So number one on your hit parade for the next few weeks, go to official Sri and Kira at YouTube and watch again the January video. It was released January 1, simply entitled 2017 Ascension Predictions Spiritual Survival Free Your Mind, because this year opened up with the absolute gift of knowing that to be able to flourish through 2017, you needed to free your mind, because if you engage 2017 at the level of the game, you will get caught in the chaos. And I think we're seeing that more and more.
Absolutely. The world at large, society at large, is certainly has a virus. There is an infiltration of confusion, of fear, of distortion, of the disconnect from authenticity. There's all kinds of stuff going on. And rather than try to correct a polluted stream, it's important to first stand in our truth, in our authenticity, and to be able to know what is right and healthy and proper for you. And from that place, from claiming that right, health, and proper for you, the right path for you, we then influence the outer world as a secondary result of our clarity.
Yes.
And that is the only kind of change that's lasting. Otherwise, we're batting at ephemeral effects. So visit that January. And that leads us to the February video that we offered as well.
Now, let's talk about this, because one of the things we mentioned, guys, was over the next few weeks of June, a great way to really anchor in the energy. And we're going to get here to June again, right, you know, very shortly. And we're going to talk a little bit about the rest of the year, is to go through each one of those videos. You know, they're all short. The longest one was the January one because it had the six spiritual survival steps, and that one's only 20 minutes. But maybe make a commitment to say, okay, I'm going to watch one or two videos a week for the next couple weeks. I'm going to really pay attention, because as we moved from January with all of the predictions for 2017, and we think it's going to kind of blow your mind when you start looking at these videos, because everything in these videos has all come to pass now. In February, it was about what? Those of you that have been tracking, remember, focus. February was about the time to focus on your dreams, your life, your creation, to stay quiet within, to not engage the chaos. Now, here's the gift. If you miss that, or if you feel like maybe you needed to do it again, these weeks in June, the next few weeks in June, have the supportive energy while we're still in this beautiful central core for you to repeat this all in miniature, to do this mini 6-month refresher. And so February energy, the focus, the ability to say, you know what, I am going to put my head in the sand. Maybe in June you do it just for even 2 or 3 days. You watch the February video and you say, okay, these 2 or 3 days are going to be my February. It's time for me to really do this. And if you gift yourself with that, it gives you the opportunity to keep moving forward. And that would bring us to what happened in March.
And March was about that neutral zone. You know, every month has one common consistent thing, and that is to stay aligned with your authenticity, your deepest core of truth. Now, for each of us finds our authenticity or expresses it a little differently, but creation energy in March was available and available for you to act on and to incorporate as a power within that and, neutrality.
And this is what happened. This is when March was the month in 2017 when it was like we had an explosion of energy. And this was why the February focus was so important. Now, what was important to remember and harvest from March, along with everything else, was that all energy is neutral. So it doesn't matter what the energy is, whether it's strong or weak, it still carries a neutrality. And when we understand the neutrality of energy and we are in our authentic sincerity, then we ignite our ability to harvest that energy for the creation of divine presence. And this is really powerful to recognize, relax, and remember that all energy is neutral. It's what meets the energy that guides it. And this is why understanding and allowing yourself to be present with that, especially during the events that happened in March, was a gift of mastery. Now, this brought us to April. And for March being the neutral zone, remember, April opened up this massive engagement. Now, April is actually where we still are, because remember, April opened up the energy of the 4x4. April, May, June, July, okay? April also had the engage energy, the reset. We were dealing with that Mercury retrograde.
We were looking at things that had happened a couple of years prior because there was a synchronicity at work.
And remember, it was about your beingness, because April was a stormy month. It was an opening. However, the gift of this 4x4 energy that we are still in, and this is why it really is valuable to go back and watch every one of these videos in sequence again. And if you did not write down the 6 spiritual essentials from the January, do it. These steps will make a huge difference. And it's one of these things where when you go back and listen to all this again, it's going to make even more sense today. And so as we all began engaging in April, as this reset began, as the beingness came forward, it was clear there was a storm. And remember that this storm has the propensity to keep moving, and it is still moving. And as a matter of fact, in June, if you've just watched our June video recently, we even drew a diagram of this, but I don't want to skip ahead yet. So remember, it was about learning how to engage through your beingness and paying attention that you had this opportunity to literally reset your life. And that brought us to what I like to call May magic.
Being one with our divine nature. Truly, what this year, 2017, has offered to us is a ripening of our spiritual identity, our capacity to live authentically from our deepest place. And there's been many variations of that throughout the month, and opportunities to continue to reset within that which is authentic for us. To be one with our divine nature is truly to know what is so with for us, and not to get caught in the whirlwinds of the periphery of the storm. Because when we engage the storm, we're being one with our reactive nature. Let's consider that for a moment. In the periphery, out there where all the flux is going on, the action reaction, the emotional content, the outrage, the moments of fleeting joy, all of that stuff is basically built to create reactive consciousness and a Velcro moments versus moving into that calm center place and being in the center of the storm, so to speak, to continue to nourish our own clarity, because we're at the point of acting on our clarity, acting on our flow that is true and right for us.
Now, you know, being one with your divine nature is your birthright, and it's the truth of who you are, my loves. And I know today's show is just a little different. We're kind of hitting you with it. Boom, 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 boom. Well, let me share a secret with you. The reason we're doing that is, in all honesty, my angels, we came really close to not doing today's show because we're having a massive, I would like to believe, ascension acceleration experience. Now, this brings us into June. And again, if you go to SriNKiraRadio.com, go to the blog, read all the articles we've been posting, go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, watch the January 2017 Ascension Predictions, the February video, the March, the April, the May, and then watch June again. Because what's happening is there is a, I'm going to use the word plethora because that's what's falling out of my mouth. There is a plethora of ascension symptoms happening, and we have been getting so many comments and so many of you writing, and yes, there's a lot happening, so much so, guys, that in the moment, I am personally having a very challenging time even being on air today.
It's one of those moments where, let's just say that it's a good time to pause and take care of ourselves without having to engage and speak, because there's a lot of turmoil in the physical body. One of the things I've noticed this month especially are the some of the ascension symptoms that we shared in our video, which is the shortness of breath, the free-floating sense of impendingness. There is free-floating sadness. Our planet and so many people are emanating great sadness. There is an opportunity to lift your vibrational level even higher, which is what Kira and I are experiencing. But what comes with that is a dizziness, is a sense of inability to engage in the way we used to.
And sometimes absolute physical pain. And just being totally nakedly honest with you guys, today I'm in a lot of physical pain. And this is something that we are very aware of. And we wanted to not cancel the show. We wanted to still be here for you in this moment because we feel it's important to share this. We feel it's important for all of you to know that this is a time where your bodies must be reassured, and only you can give them reassurance. And honestly, if it wasn't because we love you so much, we would have canceled today's show.
So one of the things I want to just offer to each of you, to offer your body's reassurance means to come to a very basic level of disengaging from the workflow and move into the moments of comfort. It means moving into pure water. It means floating in a bathtub. It means tucking the covers right up to your chin and having that cup of tea and just being in the space of cradling yourself and being cradled by the angels and saying, it's my time to rest and integrate.
And to give yourself that gift. You know, when you look at the June video, or if you look at it for the first time or again, remember the diagram. We are in the center of this 4x4 storm right now. And June is a powerful month. And if you look at that diagram, you'll notice that there was a solid arrow. So we had January through March that was on the outside of this 4x4 energy. And we've talked again about what January, February, and March brought us. Then we had this kind of pulling energy, a very solid, steady pull that pulled us through that storm into this beautiful central area in May. And this pull, the steady pull, is releasing right now. We are in the apex moment. And what you'll notice in that diagram, if you go back and look again at the June video, is that the energy is now becoming less solid because there is a rapid escalation of ascension frequency. And because of that, there is also a rapid escalation in just the opposite. And this is why you're starting to see the polarities getting even stronger and harsher. And this kind of dissolving of the density grip is going to carry us through. It's about releasing, relaxing, and allowing ourselves to be entered into the flow of the divine magnetism of the universe that's pulling us and just saying yes. And as we do, when we come to July, you will effortlessly transit through the chaotic energy of July and make it out on the other side into August, when everything from January through July rapidly expands, but it expands in every direction. And if you look at the diagram, you'll notice there's what looks like an arrowhead, but it's the widest point in August. And then it starts getting smaller, 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 till it will finally come to a point in December. So what's valuable, the greatest gift Sri and I can give you, because you are the most beautiful, amazing, incredible masters, and we bow before your extraordinary beingness, is to invite you to please give yourself the gift of taking, you know, give yourself a half an hour a week. Go watch the videos, pay attention, look at your own January through June experience. And this is why Sri and I, last year, it was back last, September, October, when the masters were very, very clear that we had to be in India on behalf of the entire planet, visiting several very, very sacred sites in the entire month of July. And so there's a lot coming, and that's our way to transit kind of that quick movement through the storm by giving service, 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 and offering ourselves and doing as much as we can. How will you do that for yourself, your community, your family, your life?
Because each of us has been given a legacy of love. Each of us is love incarnate. And as we anchor in our sincerity, we discover that service flows naturally from our hearts, whether it's service to our family, service to animals, service to a wider community. That matters not. What matters is the flow that emerges naturally from your divine presence. Now, one of the things that I want to just share with each of you today is that we're very happy that SriandKira.com is coming back live online tomorrow.
So if you're getting this in the archives on any time, June 5th or later, SriandKira, SriandKira.com. After many, many months, remember we were viciously attacked. We are very excited. It is being relaunched, and we are so grateful. So much so that we are offering free online lessons with from our heart to yours to assist you to live. They are lessons in the art of ascended living.
You know, one of the blessings that we received in our path was this direct communion with the archangelic realm and the ascended masters, and that we were prepared. We were given great love to help us awaken to the truth of the interdimensional reality, the truth of the authentic nature of our eternal souls. And that truth is sometimes needing a reboot, needing a reminder, because we live in this world of density and we have oftentimes forgotten some deeper discernments. So what we're offering at SriandKira.com are free lessons of light. And these lessons of light are profound, they are powerful, and we have lived them ourselves, and we know the truth of them.
Now, there's 12 lessons. These are directly from the masters. They come with everything you need. And again, there's no strings, no catch. The only thing you need to know is that the reason we ask you to register is because Archangel Zadkiel was very clear that in order to fully embrace these lessons, you cannot race them. You need to spend 2 weeks with each lesson. And so by registering, you get the first lesson, and then you automatically know that every 2 weeks you will get your next lesson. With all our heart, we encourage you to please give yourself the gift of mastering these 12 lessons of light. Now, these lessons are very, very different from anything you've ever done before, and each lesson is very unique from the other lesson. But what you will discover by the time you've taken all 12 is how they fit together and how much your life has expanded in your ascended presence.
You don't have to die to resurrect. You must allow your consciousness to evolve and come into greater alignment with your authenticity. The lessons of light carry with them information to help shift the paradigms in your brain along with energy. So one of the things I just want to encourage you to do is tomorrow visit shriankira.com, sign up for the free lessons of light, give them an opportunity to expand you, because only good can come from that.
And if you check in on the 5th and you go, hey, you're still not live, check in again. We don't know what time we'll be going live, but I do know they're migrating even as we speak. I know it is happening, and we are loving you. Beloved angels, if you are experiencing symptoms of ascension, then please take your lead from what Sri and I are doing today. Love your life. Love your community. Say thank you to your body for calling you, and then honor yourself. And in the blessing of honoring ourselves, we pray that you will please follow through with everything we have offered to you today.
And beloved ones, we are coming to a close for this time. And what I want you to know is we do love you, we do respect you, and that we are going to get back to all of the beings who are holding online. We hope you'll call next week so that we can talk to you live.
And please forgive us. We truly need to be in bed.
So, beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you next week, may you breathe deeply, trust the journey, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.